This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report. This is the Markets Farm Afternoon Show, broadcast number 96 for Friday, October 9th. I'm Phil Frantz Workington. ICE Futures canola contracts were up sharply on Friday as a rally in the Chicago soy complex provided support. Canola is up $4 to over $7, November up $4.50 at $527.30 per ton. Fund buying was a feature as bullish technical signals had speculators adding to their large net long positions. Chicago soy oil was up by a penny per pound, while soybeans posted double-digit gains. Updated supply-demand data from the USDA was deemed bullish for beans, as stocks came in at the lower end of trade expectations. Overnight gains in Malaysian palm oil also underpinned canola, as did a slowdown in farmer selling as harvest operations wrap up across the prairies. However, chart resistance did hold to the upside, with the November contract hard-pressed to move above the $530 per ton level. Strength in the Canadian dollar, trading above 76 cents today, also kept the advances in check. In the U.S., soybeans posted large gains, up 15 cents in the November contract at $10.65 per bushel. The USDA lowered its estimate for U.S. soybean ending stocks this crop year to 290 million bushels. That was down from a projected 460 million in September and roughly half of last year's carryout. U.S. soybean production for the year was lowered 1% at 4.27 billion bushels due to a drop in harvested acres. Fund buying was a feature before the USDA report and remained supportive after its release. Corn futures were also up on the day, December 8 cents higher at $3.95 per bushel. U.S. corn production was revised down from an earlier estimate at 14.7 billion bushels. Total corn ending stocks for the year at 2.17 billion bushels were down from a projected 2.5 billion in September. Wheat futures also found support from the USDA numbers out today, but held closer to unchanged with small losses in Chicago wheat. December Chicago wheat down a penny at $5.93 per bushel. Kansas City up 6 cents in December at $5.35 per bushel, and Minneapolis spring wheat up 1 cent at $5.43 per bushel. Projected U.S. wheat ending stocks at 883 million bushels were down from 925 million in September and would be the tightest in 6 years. But total world wheat production was raised by 2.6 million tons on the year to 773 million tons, as a cut to Argentina's crop was more than made up for by an increase in projected Russian wheat production. That's a look at the ICE futures and U.S. markets for Friday, October 9th. In Winnipeg, for Markets Farm, I'm Phil Frantz Workington. That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.